Section B. Activity 1C. Listen to the conversations and complete the sentences.
Conversation 1.
Could you tell me where there's a good place to eat?
Of course. There are a lot of good restaurants in Sunville. What kind of food are you looking for?
I'd like fresh vegetables.
I'd try Green Land. They have delicious salads.
Conversation 2.
Do you know if there are any public restrooms around here?
Yes, you'll find some at the corner of Market and Middle Streets.
Are they clean?
Oh, yes, they're very clean.
Conversation 3.
Could you tell me if there is a good museum in Sunville?
Well, we have several. What kind of museums do you like? History? Science? A children's museum?
What about history? I like history museums. They're fascinating.
Oh, Dad, history museums are boring. Let's go to a science museum.
Science? We always go to science museums. I want to go to a children's museum. They're more fun.
Well, I'm too old for a children's museum. Why don't we go to an art museum?
Why don't you go to the computer museum? There are a lot of fun things for children there. You can learn all about the history of computers, as well as learn about science.
That's a great idea. Let's go to the computer museum. Section B. Activity 1D. Listen again. Check your answers in 1C.
Conversation 1.
Could you tell me where there's a good place to eat?
Of course. There are a lot of good restaurants in Sunville. What kind of food are you looking for?
I'd like fresh vegetables.
I'd try Green Land. They have delicious salads.
Conversation 2.
Do you know if there are any public restrooms around here?
Yes, you'll find some at the corner of Market and Middle Streets.
Are they clean?
Oh, yes. They're very clean.
Conversation 3.
Could you tell me if there is a good museum in Sunville?
Well, we have several. What kind of museums do you like? History? Science? A children's museum?
What about history? I like history museums. They're fascinating.
Oh, Dad, history museums are boring. Let's go to a science museum.
Science? We always go to science museums. I want to go to a children's museum. They're more fun.
Well, I'm too old for a children's museum. Why don't we go to an art museum?
Why don't you go to the computer museum? There are a lot of fun things for children there. You can learn all about the history of computers, as well as learn about science.
That's a great idea. Let's go to the computer museum. Section B, Activity 2B. Read the article and underline the topic sentence for each paragraph. Could you please? When you visit a foreign country, it is important to know how to ask for help politely. For example, you may ask, "Where are the restrooms?" or, "Could you please tell me where the restrooms are?" These are similar requests for directions. Both are correct, but the first one sounds less polite. That is because it is a very direct question. It is not enough to just ask a question correctly. We also need to learn how to be polite when we ask for help. Good speakers change the way they speak in different situations. The expressions they use might depend on whom they are speaking to or how well they know each other. It is all right to ask direct questions to your classmates because you know them well. However, if you say to your teacher, "When is the school trip?" this might sound impolite. But if you say, "Excuse me, Mr. West, do you know when the school trip is?" this will sound much more polite. Usually, polite questions are longer. They include expressions such as, "Could you please?" or "May I ask?" It sounds more polite to say, "Peter, could you please tell me your email address?" than, "Peter, tell me your email address." Sometimes, we even need to spend time leading into a request. For example, we might first say to a stranger, "Excuse me, I wonder if you can help me," or, "I'm sorry to trouble you, but," before asking for help. It might seem more difficult to speak politely than directly. However, it is important to learn how to use the right language in different situations. This will help you communicate better with other people.